allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Conklin?
Here.
Grunch?
Here.
Needhammer?
Here.
Page?
Here.
Solomon?
Here.
Quorum present.
Moving on to the consent agenda. The purpose of the consent agenda is to expedite business by grouping non-controversial items together to be dealt with by one commission motion without discussion. Any member of the commission, staff, or the public may ask that any item or items on the consent agenda be removed and placed as the last item under new business to receive full discussion. Such requests will be automatically respected. We have quite a list here, and I bear with me, I'm going to approve because of what I just said, that everyone has a right to weigh in on these topics if need be. Item A, approval of the December 7th City Commission special meeting minutes as presented. Item B, approval of the December 11th City Commission regular meeting minutes as presented. Item C, approval of the recommendation of the Main Street Board to appoint Jody Adams for a four-year term expiring 2023. Approval of the recommendation of the Main Street Board to appoint Patty Gavis for a four-year term expiring 2023. Approval of the recommendation of the Main Street Board to appoint Pat O'Brien for a one-year term to fill the remainder of Don Ride's term to expire on 1/18/20. Item F, approval of the Boyne City Main Street to apply for a special event liquor license for Boyne Thunder. The dates of July 12th and 13th of this coming summer, and Boyne City's Farmers Market Food Truck Rally for the date of July 18th, 2019. Both events to be held in Veterans Park, and authorize the city manager to execute the documents. Item G, approval to authorize the Michigan Main Street Program Community Requirements and Expectations Agreement Master Level and authorize staff to execute the documents. Item H, approval of the recommendation of the Parks and Recreation Board to reappoint Mike Sheehan for a four-year term expiring 2022. Item I, approval of the recommendation of the Parks and Recreation Board to reappoint Diane Sterling for a four-year term expiring in 2022. Approval of the recommendation of the Parks and Recreation Board to reappoint Lisa Alexander for a four-year term expiring 2022. And item K, approval of the recommendation of the Parks and Rec Board to reappoint Bill Bowman for a four-year term expiring 2022. So.
Well done.
Well, it's on the record now, so for the microphone there. Any comments from citizens or commissioners? If not, I would look for a motion.
I would make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. Moving on to hearing citizens' comments on non-agenda items. Yes, sir. State your name, please.
Don Smith.
Would it be okay if my granddaughter's child at Hollabach hands out some literature to folks?
Yes.
She's my property manager. You gotta give a title, you know. I don't know good was to give a title. Good evening. Thanks for allowing me to get my name. I own a piece, I own a house up on Smith Street, off Timber Lane, which is off Pleasant Avenue, familiar with that? Smith Street. No, yeah, if you go south on Pleasant Avenue.
Oh, yes, yes.
Down by the radio shop, swings off.
Boy, she is.
Point City grades and plows timberly, but we're not touch Smith Street because through the years, many years, it was not accepted. And they won't touch Smith Street for that. They won't do Timber Lane. They get no money for plowing Timber Lane, what I understand. Joe was brought up as city standards, they won't accept it. However, this many years, no signs, but anyway, the city does not get any dollars for this. I guess for the state or something allows so many dollars. There's no signs telling says anything about it. On the county roads, there's signs posted that says seasonal roads. You know it going in. There, there's no signs. So, you know, there should be a sign somewhere that says, see, it doesn't touch it. There's alleys plowed in the city that you're not paid by the state and not standing to plow the alleys, but they've got to use. They don't receive any money for it. I'm wondering about Prospect. Prospect is plowed. Is that because the police chief was there for 30 years or something? Is that brought up to standard, or because the police chief? Just one. Does the city have any pickup trucks with a plow that they might go to pick up and plow it? Timberlake used to extend up. There's Timberlake all the way down. For some reason, they got changed to Smith. I don't know when, how, why, but it did.
Shorty Smith?
Hmm?
Shorty Smith?
Yeah, Shorty lives up there.
I don't know.
Okay.
He must be dead.
No.
There's no Shorty Smith on that street, is there? That I know of.
And that is three houses.
Not the three houses, you know. There are three houses on Smith Street.
But there is another property up very, very town.
You must talk about the bottom, which splits off of Prospect. Smith Street is splattered the other way, too.
Could be.
That might be it. Good enough. I'm kind of wondering, to what extent the city of Reboot, at the base of the hill, halfway the hill, all the way to the hill? Because at that base, they should use a fixed wash out pump, which halfway up, but it's even the top, the wash is out, we get up into the ground like this, how small it is. I copied it several times, still not prepared, but that's okay. That's my contention. I'd like to really know I know you can't answer. Why it's not maintained, why Mike Fleasenhoot kind enough to give me a schematic, supposedly, of what it cost to do it. Oh my God, I could build a new house for that. You know? It's been there for what, 25 years of houses at least. I just don't understand why we can't get a city plow truck to do it. Just, I'm wondering, but it shows on these copies where it comes and where the other ones is, and you know, so you get a layout of it.
Well, fair enough, and under, we're not going to talk about it now, but we will refer it to staff, and I'm sure staff will get back to you. I know the staff has been doing some research on this, so there's some, it is in the wheelhouse that there has been discussion on. So noted that it's in the records, and we would recommend this to staff. Any other questions, commissioners?
So, Don, is the property, your property, the one that you've got circled on these handouts?
Yes. Second one or the middle one, however you want to call it.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other public comments on non-agenda items? Okay, moving on to the correspondence.
We did receive, since the holidays, the Grandview Facilities Annual Report. We have that on file at the city offices here in case anybody cares to review it.
And you want to continue, Mike, with the city manager's report?
Certainly. Well, first, I'd like to welcome everybody and wish them a happy new year. Since our last meeting in December, we now have up to 9 homes that are connected to the new West Michigan Woodland Water Main. We were at 7 at our last meeting. We thought we weren't going to have any more, and a couple more went in with the mild weather. We did have public works crews that officially handled the snow and ice removal for our 2 snow events that we had around the holidays, one on New Year's Eve and the one just on the 7th. So, some good cleaning up and turnaround times on that. Glad to reintroduce, for those of you who have met him before and those who haven't met him for the first time, our new Director of Public Works, Tim Foss. Tomorrow will mark 1 year that he's fully been with us.
1 week.
1 week, excuse me, yeah. I'm glad that you're having fun. However long it is, so far so good. Last week we submitted a reimbursement request with documentation to Charlevoix County for a number of recreation grants that we received from them over the last couple of years. One involved the pavilion, one involved arena additions, Rotary Park improvements, Old City Park improvements. Those we expect reimbursements for shortly. The Moby map that was done in Peninsula Beach previously has already been reimbursed, and that leaves us with one, well, two projects that are still outstanding. Riverside Park, which we're scheduling for completion by summer of 2019, this year. And then another one that should take place in 2019, which is the Boyne Valley Trail project as well. So we're working our way through those and getting caught up. Last Thursday in this room, we held a public information meeting on the proposed Terrace and Cedar Streets road reconstruction projects. We had very good neighborhood participation. Based on the input that we received, C2AE, our consulting engineers, is further developing the projects so that we can go out for a bid on them later this winter. With a goal of, if the prices come in right, construction during summer of 2019. As we're looking at those projects, one of them being an existing curb and gutter street, another one kind of having asphalt curbs in places, we're looking to see if we can do any tweaking to help deal with the stormwater handling abilities and treatment to better align with our city goals. Yesterday we completed and submitted to MDOT the contract for this year's phase of North Lake Street, which is basically from State Street to basically the main boat launch. We did that after receiving assurances for full funding of that construction to take place. You may recall the bids came in higher than they were anticipated, but we did get that assurance from the state. There was money in the budget, we just wanted to make sure they were going to allocate it to it. Associated with that, next Thursday we'll be meeting with C2AE to discuss plans, development of plans for the trail routes coming into town, and also next year's scheduled second phase of road work, which will pick up at the main boat launch and go all the way to West Michigan where the current trail ends. Once we meet on that and get the scope of work for the two items, we have one for the trail already, but I'm hoping we can get some efficiencies out of it. It'll be coming back to the City Commission. This weekend marks Boyne Mountain's 70th anniversary, so we'll be having some activities out there. Next Monday or Tuesday, we anticipate the company's jet pump to be in town. They're installing a new pump at the Watermouth pump station, which is the same place as the brick portion of the Rivermouth bathrooms. I've attached for the commission's review this four-page document, which is an updated draft of the city goal, which has the high priority actions noted, the lead person for each of those items, and the target completion dates. I'm also distributing this to all department heads for their review and comments. I anticipate that if you've had a chance to look over it between now and our next meeting and the department heads have, we can bring this back to this board for final comments and consideration. In the meantime, if you have any feedback or thoughts on it, please let me know. You may want to save the date in the middle of February, the 15th and 16th. That's a Friday and Saturday for Chocolate Covered Boyne. The dessert contest will be held at Steak's Brewery and Kitchen on that Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll give you reminders of that as well, too. Trim in Ireland's Boyne Valley has expressed their continued interest in establishing a sister city, twinning, as they call it, relationship with us. There is a possibility that representatives from their communities would come here as part of the 2019 Children of the World Harmony Festival, and we would do a ceremony during that time to make the relationship formal. Right now, the most possible dates for the Sister City portion of these activities are Wednesday, July 17th, and Thursday, July 18th. So you might want to check your calendars and see if one of those makes a difference to you so I can coordinate with these folks. We've also started to pull together a subcommittee to kind of start working on details on that matter. I would also like to recognize, even though though it isn't on my list, that we have the newly elected chairperson of the Charlevoix County Board of Commissioners in attendance with us. Congratulations, Chris.
Thank you.
And if you have any questions on these or other items, I'd be glad to try and address them.
Thank you. Anything, commissioners? The date for the Sister City, if we do have our guests from Ireland in town, that's the week.
After Boeing Thunder.
Boeing Thunder.
So we got three busy weeks in a row. We've got the 4th of July week, we got the Boeing Thunder week, and then we have this festival week coming up. And as part of that festival week, on the 18th, that's the date that the food truck rally will be taking place at the pavilion. And that usually happens right after the Boeing Thunder event, so they can use some of the same setup for that. And we've also been advised that there will be a large motorcycle gathering that's taking place at Boeing Mountain that will be coming into Boeing City on that 18th as well. So that's one of the reasons we're looking at both the 17th and 18th, to make sure that if we can coordinate them, great, or if we need to separate them to make sure that they get all get their just attention, we'll look at doing that. So.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on to, in our packet for city commissioners is the draft minutes from the Main Street Board meeting on December 6th, the draft minutes of the December 13th Parks and Recreation Commission, the draft minutes of the December 17th Historical Commission meeting, and the draft minutes of the December 17th Planning Commission meeting, and also the November financial statement from Cindy. Are there any questions? Okay, and we don't have any old business, and we'll get on to new business, zoning ordinance, building height amendment. Scott?
Thank you, Mayor. The Planning Commission, in its continuous review of the zoning ordinance, has reviewed the schedule of regulations, specifically the height requirements in the ordinance. The schedule identifies two things that you need to look at for building height. One is the height in feet, and the other is stories. And it's kind of one or the other. Anytime you have these kind of competing standards for the same thing, it always leads to confusion. And over the time, this has led to confusion with a number of folks. And it also has looked at been a limiting factor for the development of some properties where people wanted to do additional floor that would have been allowed by the amount of feet that are allowed in that district, but the ordinance didn't allow that. Also, in besides the schedule regulations where it identifies stories and feet, in the development of requirements of the central business district and the transitional commercial district, they have specific call outs for building height requirements in those districts. Specifically in the transitional commercial district, those are directly contradictory to those listed in the schedule regulations, where the schedule says, I believe, 3.5 stories, 35 feet, and the transitional commercial development requirement says 2 stories and 30 feet. So it contradicts itself, and so we need to correct that. So the suggestion is that we delete the story requirement in the schedule regulations and also delete the height references in the central business district and the transitional commercial district development requirements. It's important to note that this will not allow any higher buildings. The number of feet that are identified in the schedule regulations are not changed. So we're not increasing the allowable number of feet that's allowed in any district. The only thing that would change is the number of stories they could fit within those number of feet. So a project that may be coming downtown, they would like to do 4 stories in that 45 feet allowed. The way the ordinance is written right now, they would not be able to do that. They would only be able to do 3.5, even though they could still build a 45 foot tall building. So. With that, this went to a public hearing at the Planning Commission, and they reviewed the criteria of 2.5 5B, and identify the number of standards that they believe that this proposed amendment will meet, and refer it to the city commission for your consideration for the first reading.
Thank you. At this point, I would open it up to any discussion or questions from the audience or from staff. Okay, and now we'll go to board deliberation. Ron, you want to start?
Is the timeline an issue, so they possibly build this summer?
You talked about the proposed project.
Right.
I don't think this time of this amendment would change their timeline.
The only thing I was thinking of was...
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Dean?
Yeah, just a couple of little questions. What do you think the original rationale was behind the 3.5-story thing to start with?
I really don't know. I can't think of any specific one.
Shocks me that happened to zoning that you can't really figure out.
No, the transpired prior to me being here, so it wasn't part of those discussions to develop it. So.
Yeah, in any event. And if 45 feet, would that be comparable to the height of current buildings downtown, right? Any current buildings?
They'd probably be taller. I believe the building is 38. The buildings at 1 Water Street are about 38 feet tall.
So just slightly different. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
You? Scott, what's an example of a transitional commercial district?
That the central business district comes up to, I believe, State Street, and then north of that is the transitional commercial district, and then it goes to the general commercial district. So the thought is to be a transition from downtown to the other more general commercial.
And in the material here, 11.04C that's going to be crossed, deleted, there's something here about having commercial, office, or residential spaces. All stories shall contain that. So is that going to be somewhere else in the zoning ordinance?
What article?
Oh, yeah.
It's 11.04C in the material there.
Yeah, the development requirements of the site plan review, development plan review covers that. And then just the uses allowed in the district would cover that. So
that's in the transitional zoning district, so it wouldn't be like downtown where you could have a residential on the first floor.
Right.
I would support this because 45 feet is 45 feet. You know, what happens inside that is up to the architect, in my opinion. So it's not changing any exterior measurements or visual.
And building code is still going to have specific requirements on the interior of that structure and how they, each floor is going to be in that kind of thing.
It's just basically correcting the discrepancy in our language that cleans up some inconsistency.
I like to think of it as removing a barrier.
Okay. So I have no further questions. I would entertain a motion. And before we do that, this would be first reading. How's it going to give us the timeline?
The first opportunity for a second reading, I believe, would be February 12th or later. So then we come back, and then at that meeting, if adopted, it can become effective 15 days after publication.
So by March. Thank you. Looking for a motion.
Let's see, this is the first reading, so we'll just be scheduling the second reading.
Right.
I'm going to schedule a second reading of February 12th, 2019, of the proposed amendment to Section 20-10 and 20.20 of Article 20, Schedule of Regulations and section 10.50C of the Article 10 Central Business District and section 11.04C of Article 11 Transitional Commercial District.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Conklin.
Aye.
Crunch.
Aye.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Page.
Aye.
Solomon.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Moving on to item B under new business. It's the fiscal year ending 2020 budget schedule. Mike, you're sitting.
I can take that one if you'd like me to.
I'd like her.
I've already handed out the budget worksheets to all the department heads, but what you have in front of you is just a standard budget schedule. A little bit of a variation this year as far as the all-day budget work session, how we've scheduled that. It's going to be on a different date than normal. Normally we have it on that Tuesday, but we'll have it on that Thursday with contingent being the following day if needed or other days as needed. So we just wanted to present that change to you and present the schedule to you.
We have staff here. Staff, any questions on the schedule? Everything works?
They're all pretty excited to see their budgets, so.
Yeah.
Again, just a general reminder, our fiscal year runs May 1st to April 30th. So between now, basically once we get back from the holidays, until the budget is presented to the City Commission, which happens at your March 12th meeting, as called for under the charter, the staff will be preparing the budget recommendations for you. We'll be using the goals that we have outlined kind of as a broad framework as we're starting to work on the detailed action items with regards to it. As Cindy mentioned, there is a proposed change with regards to the budget review dates that ties in with the Michigan Municipal League Conference, which impacts me because of now being on the board. I have to be there on that. On the Tuesday, which is the day that we usually have had our budget review session. Also, we've had some commissioners in the past that have expressed an interest in possibly going down for both days of the Michigan Municipal League Conference, which is on the Tuesday and the Wednesday. This schedule would allow us to do that. We've looked at, and I tried to track down, whatever meetings and activities we have going on, who's going to be in town, who's going to be out of town for March, to see how we can lay this out, and if there really weren't too many other options with regards to the all-day budget review work sessions. We've generally been able to do it in one day, so Thursday should be able to handle it, but again, as Cindy mentioned, we've got the Friday, March 22nd date, which is both of these days that my calendars are showing clear. We want to, again, you make sure your calendars are clear, and this will work for everybody.
Okay. This should be a motion.
I don't think it really needs to be a motion.
Does that
have
to be a motion?
No.
What do you want to say?
We want to make sure that the consensus of this schedule works for the City Commission. But we will have an all-day budget work session. If there is a consensus with this, we will follow the schedule and we'll have the meetings on the appropriate dates. We will schedule the all-day budget review work session for Thursday the 21st, and then it'll be up to the City Commission to determine if it wants to have one on the 22nd. And there would be opportunities to do it afterwards, but we might not have everybody there between there and when it comes to the public hearing on April 9th.
And I know you've talked to me, but you've talked to the rest of the commissioners as far as conflicts.
I sent out an email on this last week. I haven't heard from anybody. I didn't specifically ask them.
So if this schedule works,
certainly works for me. I'm wondering, we should do this. This year's already kind of laid out, but I wonder if there'd be a way to offset this from the MML conference so that it isn't quite so exhausting for everybody in the future.
Yeah.
Given that this is already, we've already started to have this framework for this year, for next year, I wonder if there's a way I wonder if that would work out better for everyone if it's not quite so.
I'm always open to suggestions for that. We've always tried to sandwich it between kind of what should, for us, is an off week. But unfortunately, our off week falls the same week that the league usually schedules the conference. Because
yeah.
On the week before that, the week after that, we've got commission meetings. Now there's a possibility we can do it later on in it. And at times we've tried to do in the past with the noon city commission meeting. That usually just in the past, it worked out to be too much, and we really didn't do either one of the items justice. But that's still a possibility, too.
And we also have board of reviews on that week. It's on the Monday and Wednesday of that week, so.
It kind of dovetails in to where it is from experience.
Correct.
But March is what we need to know.
The National Main Street Conference is usually always the week after this, or at least since I've been here. We generally try to. That's just another thing to throw into the.
Thank you.
I mean, an interesting thing with regards to our schedule, the way we laid out the schedule is we have it so we have everything adopted by the time that the budget goes into effect. You know, so we have, we try and get the adoption of this coming year's fiscal year on April 9th, so we've got some fudge meetings. If for some reason something comes up and you had to push it back, a last minute question or an issue arose at a public hearing or whatever. If you go back to the charter says we can actually adopt the budget after our fiscal year begins, which has never made any sense to me whatsoever. So we could go and we could run the schedule per the charter out until sometime in May, but to me it doesn't make any sense to try and do to adopt a budget after your fiscal year begins. I mean, that'd be too much like the federal government.
No. Well, and I have to have the budget amendments done by the end of April, by the end of the fiscal year, so.
Well, that'd be closing out. It
all ties in together, so, yeah.
You okay with this?
Yeah, the only suggestion I would have is, you know, like Dean was saying, that's a really busy week and, you know, everything, and so we get this budget that we're not that familiar with, you know, 7 days before we have a meeting to kind of figure out what the budget has. Is there some way that we could meet beforehand, maybe just as a part of a regular meeting, where we evaluate where we are with the budget now, you know, what have we accomplished, you know, what emphasis do we have as a commission on where we might want to target some resource or suggest areas for the staff to consider and that type of thing?
Well, I know we got some more input on that last year, then that was helpful as we went along, too. I mean, that part of that's supposed to be the goal process. I mean, if there's a review process somewhere along the way that we could say, okay, here's where we are, maybe do a more in-depth dive into the financial reports or something, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be glad that can, you know.
Or, you know, or your budget letter that you provided, you know, there were goals that were outlined in the budget letter. You know,
yep.
Like, okay, where are, you know, what have we accomplished? What haven't we accomplished? What's going to roll over into next year?
Yep.
You know, all those things, so we kind of have a general idea. Of, you know, what we're doing.
Are you talking about something different than what the budget letter is? Or?
No. Just, you know, you outline, you know, pretty clearly what the goals for the upcoming year are. You know, what, and those obviously are in the budget, you know, just so we can review all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Just to be helpful for me, especially because we come down and, you know, it's 12 hours and, you know, we don't have a lot of time to ask questions or like, okay, is this really, you know, it's like you've got to accept it and move on.
Well, that was part of our struggle as we're looking at this calendar is to try and make sure that, in some respects, it is a compressed schedule as it is with regards to when the budget is presented to you, to give you at least a week or so you have a chance to review it. Because, you know, I was looking at, okay, can we have a budget review session that Thursday? Or, you know, or is that an opportunity to have a special meeting just to kind of, it's been presented, maybe just have some preliminary discussions before we go and, you know, maybe spend an hour or two on it at that point. That might be an option as well, too.
Right. And what's in it, you know, what as we review it?
Sure.
You know, this is,
and maybe you kind of do a quick overview as a group and look at it, and then you can spend the rest of that week diving into it. That might be an option.
Yeah.
Maybe if we could try that and see if that would be helpful.
Yeah, sure.
I like that one.
So if that's the case, we would be looking at the Thursday after.
So it'll be the 14th?
Yes, the 14th. Now, there is a park board meeting that day, but there I'd have to double check my other calendars and see if that'd be available for maybe like a noon meeting or something.
On March 14th?
March 14th. I'll send out an email and just see if that's a possibility, if this is something that the commission thinks might be worth a try.
Yeah. I couldn't do the day, but I couldn't do
evening. Excuse me?
I couldn't do the day that day, but I could do evening.
You could do evening, but not the day? We do have park board that night, so there's a conflict with that.
Park board starts at 5.
5.
And we're done usually by 6:30.
I just know I don't like to double meet, so. I mean, we could try it. Or we could do it Wednesday night, too.
Yeah. Something more.
Ron, you have
a will, there's a way.
No, I don't.
I guess I'd rather make a motion that was consensus, but a motion that would adopt this schedule with consideration for a meeting, what do you want to call that, an informational meeting pre, a week before the all-day session, with the date to be determined.
A special work session.
Special work session, date to be determined by staff.
In consultation with the commission, of course.
Okay. I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Crunch.
Aye.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Page.
Aye.
Solomon.
Aye.
Conklin.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. Moving on to good of the order. Commissioner Salmon.
The only thing I have is that Michael Corbett is doing a wonderful job of earning the walking trail at Avalanche and the bike trails, but he has made the walking trail just for outdoor recreation for people to just go out and walk in the wintertime. So it's really...
Which are quite a few.
Yeah, it's really, it's like walking on a sidewalk with snow. He's done a great job. And I don't know if there's some way we can, I mean, he's doing a lot of work at Avalanche and really making something. So it's really cool.
I think he's planning on coming to your park board meeting later this week. You have an opportunity to talk to him direct, and maybe we can think of something else in the meantime at the end of the season.
Oh, and the other thing, at the warming hut at Avalanche, there's no, it's tobacco-free up there, isn't it? Shouldn't we have signage there for the park?
Yes, it should be. Yeah, yeah. That would be one of our parks.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think there's a sign up there.
Yeah.
And there's no hours in the door. You know, like, I know it's not open now, but...
Yeah, no, we noted that earlier, that there was a problem. We had hours that were posted inside the building, and it's on our website, and we were talked to Tim about getting some signs for the exterior as well, too.
Okay, thank you. I'm all set, too. Under announcements, the next regular city commission meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, January 22nd at noon. And I will make a motion at 7:38 to adjourn. Okay. Have a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.